This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Four nationals are being evacuated from China as the official death toll from the coronavirus outbreak stands at 132, with confirmed Chinese cases nearing 6,000. It is a number already higher than the SARS virus in 2002 and 2003, which eventually took some 800 lives. Some hours ago, a plane load of Americans arrived in Anchorage, Alaska from Wuhan, the center of the new epidemic. Alaska's chief medical officer, Dr. Ann Zink, says everyone aboard was given a clean bill of health after multiple screenings.
All passengers had already been screened twice before they left China. They were monitored throughout the flight. And in Anchorage, the passengers were screened twice more and were approved to continue on to California by the CDC.
Dr. Zink also called it a joyful experience.
For many of us directly involved in this, it's become a moving and uplifting experience. The whole plane erupted into cheers when the crew welcomed them back to the United States.
Airlines have been making drastic changes in their travel schedules to and from China, a sign of the times amid the coronavirus epidemic. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has a report.
British Airways has announced it's immediately suspending all flights to and from mainland China after the British government warned against unnecessary travel to the country amid the virus outbreak. Finnair, Hong Kong-based Cathay Pacific, and Singapore-based Jetstar Asia are meanwhile cutting back on flights to the country as demand for travel drops. China has cut off access to the central city of Wuhan, epicenter of the outbreak, and 16 other cities to prevent people from leaving and spreading the virus further. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a new trade accord with Mexico and Canada, a major campaign issue in the election that brought him to power 3 years ago. It replaces NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. More news at voanews.com. You can also use our convenient mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S. Senate this hour are scheduled to begin posing written questions to the two sides in President Trump's impeachment trial. Democrats want Mr. Trump removed from office on charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. The president's trial lawyers insist he has done nothing wrong. Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cited the Clinton impeachment 20 years ago in asking for question and answer session decorum. More from the AP's Sagar Magani.
They have to submit written questions to Chief Justice John Roberts, who will read them aloud and ask for answers. The president's defense team rested yesterday with a final plea.
It is time for this to end, here and now.
But there may be a setback to its hopes of ending with a fast acquittal. Several Senate Republicans are apparently ready to join Democrats in calling for witnesses. That makes the 2 days of questions and answers vital, allowing each side more time to win over undecided senators before an expected vote Friday on whether to allow witnesses. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States has again revised upward the number of U.S. troops injured in this month's Iranian missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases. The number of those with symptoms of traumatic brain injuries now stands at 50. It was initially announced that no American was hurt. That was changed to 11, then 34, now 50. In economic news, the United States has a rather unusual combination in the numbers, a booming economy and a runaway deficit. The AP's Tim McGuire has a report.
It's been some 8 years since the federal government spent $1 trillion more than it took in. But this fiscal year, according to the Congressional Budget Office, the Trump administration is expected to do just that. Unlike the last such deficit in the Obama White House's fourth straight year of spending its way out of a recession, this one comes during an economic expansion. Economists blame the Trump tax cut and the budget deal that increased spending on both defense and domestic programs. The CBO estimates that the yearly deficits will remain above $1 trillion, with the total deficits in the next 10 years of $13 trillion. Tim McGuire, Washington.
American officials report they have found the bodies of the two U.S. pilots in Monday's military plane crash in Ghazni province, Afghanistan. It is still unclear why the plane went down in the Taliban-controlled district, but Washington insists it was not shot down, which the Taliban and Iranian media have claimed. It is hoped the voice flight recorder, which has also been found, will provide clues on what caused the crash. To stay up to date on all the world's news, we invite you online to voanews.com, our website. You can also use the mobile web. Gene Randall, VOA News.